at the Faceless Last Dictation. This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Elizabeth Jean Hinojosa. Date of birth, November the 26th, 1984. Case ID number is 846-9093. Date of exam, December the 26th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Tarakod Hurum, that's H-R-J-U-M, dated 11/8/22, and from Valley Eye, Nose, and Throat Specialist, dated July the 12th, 2023. Identifying information. This is a 39-year-old divorced female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral palsy, comma, torticollis, comma, dystonia, comma, and the implant of a brain stimulator. The claimant also suffers from throat neuropathy and depression. The claimant is presently employed as a trainer for young adults with disabilities, which she has been doing for 5 years. She works approximately 3 hours per day, 4 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She has been on disability all of her life, secondary to cerebral palsy, and at the present time she lives in a house with her mother. Allegations, number one, cerebral palsy / torticollis of the neck / dystonia / placement of a brain stimulator / neuropathy of the throat / mild right hemiparesis. Number two, depression. History of allegations, number one, cerebral palsy / torticollis of the neck / dystonia / placement of a brain stimulator implant / neuropathy of the throat / and right-sided hemiparesis / plasia. The claimant states that since birth, she has been born with cerebral palsy / torticollis of the neck / dystonia / brain stimulator implant / and neuropathy of the throat with dysphagia. The claimant states that she presented with a right hemiparesis spastic plasia with decreased balance but normal vision. She has mild dysphagia and has slow speech and also has problems with glutination at this time. Her right side is the main side that gives her more problems. Her mental status is normal, although she does suffer from depression. And she initially did have a seizure disorder when she was a baby, but the seizures have resolved. At the present time, she suffers from residual right-sided hemiparesis with weakness, decreased balance, but normal vision. She does have some mild dysphagia and dysphagia as well. Her mental status is normal, and the claimant has a very good cognitive function and went to college as well as received a master's degree in education for needy children with disabilities. She denies any further seizures or syncopal episodes. Her limitations include being able to walk 100 feet, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb one or two steps, comma, and uses a walker all the time. She also has a right knee brace that she uses. The claimant has a brain stimulator, which was placed in her right chest, which goes up to her brain area in order to control her spasmic dystonia that she has. She is unable to button her clothes and occasionally can lift approximately 2 pounds with the left upper extremity. She is receiving Botox shots for the spasms that she has, as well as the dystonia. She is presently on cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams TID. And baclofen, 25 milligrams QD, as well as tenazidine, 2 milligrams QD, for her spasms, which she states helps her minimally. The claimant does have some mild neuromuscular dysphagia and has to put her head down in order to swallow. She was diagnosed with retrocolis, left lateral colis, right torticolis, right toe flexion, right foot inversion, right arm intermittent dystonic flexion at elbow with ulnar wrist deviation, but has a general spasmodic cerebral palsy at both sides with dystonia. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, sometimes going to the grocery store with her mother, comma, and occasionally folding a few clothes. She tries to help where she can, but it's very difficult secondary to her cerebral palsy. Her symptoms include pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the afternoon, secondary to the spasms. Her physician is Dr. Tara Cod Hrjum, H-R-J-U-M. Her limitations include being able to walk 100 feet, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb one or two steps, comma, always use the walker, comma, and a knee brace. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, and does give classes at this time, but is unable to do most other things. The claimant recently has noted that she does not have the strength or the stamina to be giving classes and has dropped down to giving only 1 hour class per day, secondary to chronic fatigue that she feels at this time. Allegation number 3, depression. The claimant states that in December of 2022, she was physically assaulted and dragged about on her back and beaten up severely in Mercedes, Texas. She was left for dead in an alley, and a couple found her and rescued her from her condition. The abuse was from a friend who may have been on drugs at the time. Because of that, she has suffered from severe sadness and depression. Her main symptoms include sadness, crying spells, comma, depression, panic attacks, decreased appetite, apathy, decreased concentration and motivation, occasional anger. But she does bathe every day and brush her teeth. Her mother has been a big support for her. Her general appearance appeared to be well-kept, and she was wearing casual attire, but she appeared to be very uncomfortable. Her her behavior was cooperative, and she did have good eye contact with me and was alert. She was very respectful. Her mother states that she sleeps all the time since this physical assault. She is oriented to place, time, situation, person. Her attention and concentration is fair. She does appear to have some apathy. She denies any problems with insomnia, homicidal or violent acts. Her speech rate was slow, and her speech clarity, tone, and her ability to articulate is poor, secondary to dysphagia, cerebral palsy. Her memory is intact, and her thought processes are normal but sad. She does think a lot about the physical assault, which has affected her immensely, and she does not want to go out at all anymore. She denies any hallucinations of hearing voices or seeing shadows. She did try to commit suicide at one time by overdosing on Tylenol, but denies any homicidal thoughts. Her mood was sad for the time, and appears that she has not recovered from this physical assault, which occurred last year. She is presently on Libalui, Lybalvi, 15 milligrams / 10 milligrams QHS, which she states is causing her symptoms to be worse as far as her spasms go. And she feels terrible with the medication, but is waiting for her physician to return from vacation. She is working, but has dropped back secondary to feeling much fatigue when she goes to work at this time. Family history. The father died at the age of 78 from a myocardial infarction, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. The mother is 76 and in good health. Medications, Botox shots for spasms, vitamin D, 50,000 units Q week. Lumigan, 0.01%, one drop QHS. Baclofen, 25 milligrams QD. Ketonazole, Nizoral shampoo, 2%. As needed for hair problems. Neomycin-polymyxin-dexamethasone 0.1% ointment applied to affected area. Xanaflex 2 milligrams QD. Retinol A 0.05% cream QD. Progesterone 200 milligrams QHS. Omeprazole 40 milligrams QD. Cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams TID, Libalvi, 15 milligrams / 10 milligrams QHS, and Ducaset, sodium, 100 milligrams BID for constipation. Medical problems, cerebral palsy with retrocolis, left lateral colis, right torticolis, right toe flexion, right foot inversion, right arm intermittent dystonic flexion at elbow with ulnar wrist deviation. Exostonia, dry mouth, torticollis, dystonia, history of brain stimulator implant into the right chest area, which goes up to the brain. Neuropathy of the throat. The claimant has to bend down her head in order to be able to swallow. Dysphagia and dysphagia with right hemiparesis / plasia, secondary to the dystonia and the cerebral palsy. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium tremors, but did have a seizure when she was a baby. substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 96.8 Fahrenheit. Weight 135 pounds. Height 5 feet 4 inches. BP 144 over 98 mmHg. Heart rate 102 beats per minute. Respiration 16 respirations per minute. BMI 23. General. This is a 39-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a very reliable historian and presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to the neck area after the last sentence? The claimant has torticollis with spasms noted. She does have dystonia and generalized cerebral palsy all over on both sides of her body, but especially for the right upper and lower extremity. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant does suffer from scoliosis from the cerebral palsy. Could you drop down to extremities? The claimant has generalized dystonia / cerebral palsy of all four extremities, but especially for the right upper and lower extremities. She is able to ambulate with a walker, but with difficulty. The claimant also has a right leg that is 2 inches longer than the left leg and has corrected shoes for the left foot. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was not fluent, and she does suffer from dysphagia, and her mood was somewhat depressed and flat for the time. She does have clear thought process, and her memory was good. Concentration is good, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. The claimant does have a college degree as well as a master's degree in teaching disability children. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and autalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a walker that she has to use most of the time. Her hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have multiple muscle spasms of all four extremities with appearance of being very uncomfortable. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, but deformity was noted of all four extremities secondary to cerebral palsy, but especially for the right upper and lower extremity. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. And the claimant is able to flex down to her ankles, but with much difficulty. There is abnormal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, but especially for the right upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes, as well as walk at a normal tandem rate. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires a walker at all times to be able to ambulate with. Neurological, grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. However, the claimant is not able to make a full closed fist, pinch or pose fingers, secondary to cerebral palsy and spasms. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps brachioradialis, patellar and Achilles reflexes were increased to +3. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is some evidence of muscle wasting and definitely muscle spasms of all four extremities. Muscle strength was +3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally for both hands. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. The claimant hears well, but is unable to speak well and does have dysphagia. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of dystonia and cerebral palsy of all four extremities. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5, and her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately to severely restricted. On examination, the claimant does show muscle wasting and severe fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well, but does have dysphagia at this time with some limitations, and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to chronic spasms, cerebral palsy, and dystonia, with decreased ability to communicate at this time. Probable diagnoses, number one, cerebral palsy / torticollis of the neck / dystonia / brain stimulator implant / neuropathy of the throat with dysphagia and dysphagia. Being treated with medications at this time, the claimant does suffer from severe cerebral palsy and spastic limbs. She is presently teaching, but has had to drop her hours secondary to severe fatigue, and appears to be going through problems with increased spasticity of all her limbs. Allegation number two, major depression, - confirmed with physical examination. The claimant was physically assaulted and left for dead in an alley and has had difficulty in recovering from this trauma. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Elizabeth Jean Hinojosa.